Listen to me. If it gets to the time to start and you're not like logging into Life Day and I see your name pop up, Char Char's gonna explode on his own thermal detonator. We are live. Adam, it's funny, I don't see you logged in.
Listen.
Sounds like Char Char is about to get the old rusty axe.
Okay, who remembers how we ended? Because I'm pretty sure Doc Rackbazi was on the back of...
You had a half hour to log in before your guy got blown up. And I was here for that ample warning.
I rolled those dice.
Yep. Well, Adam, it was fun having you on the podcast. Maybe next year we'll call you back. No, I'm kidding.
Like, ouch.
Char's gone, and that's where we were going. That was the direction we were headed.
Ooh. Thermal detonator went off.
Ooh. Yeah, that's exactly what I told him.
There's a thermal detonator going off. I'd be scared.
Mm-hmm. And then a Sarlacc showed up. Oh, that must
Wait, there's Boba Fett.
All right.
Did you see the camera when I logged in?
Yeah.
Fantastic episode of Tales of the Outer Rim. Life Day 2022.
Skies.
We are going to be diving back into, I believe this is our fourth recording, probably the seventh episode, I imagine, of Life Day at this point. Does anybody recall what happened last time? In early December.
So I think we were upstairs, right? Or the half the team was upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And the smarter half of the team was scouting it out. Meanwhile, I think Char-Char was downstairs, weren't you?
I don't remember anything.
Anyways, Dr. Rackbazi accidentally went back downstairs, encountered the Beast Rider. No, I leave it there, right? Anyways, me and the Beast Rider came back on the elevator, and maybe Char Char was upstairs. And then somehow Char Char just one-shotted him.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. And then I convinced him to let me ride him. So then we start trying to find the rest of the group.
See? I told you.
Yeah. Dude, we're way past this, though.
And then ran into Doc Zaz, who told us to go towards the drone, I think, to the right. So I think that's what happened. So then I ran that way into the shadows. The drone missed me. And then Kevin Costner ran into the shadows the same direction.
We're hiding in the same alcove.
But we can't see each other.
Yes. You guys don't. Neither one of you know the other one is there. The droid stomped past as you guys were both hiding in there. Char-Char and Lou are by the main entrance, watching the door or something along those lines. And then Zaz is in the Zan Consortium locker.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
And then that's all I remember.
Yep. Also, at the end of the hall, on the far side, past the hallway with the elevators, because it's like a cross-shaped hall. And let's say, so you guys are on the north. The elevators are on the west, and then the east was... I don't remember what was east, but I know south, there were two rooms. One...
Oh.
It's opposite of west.
Yeah, Kim Costner went south, and he was, like, hacking the planet to try to open the door.
I was trying to hack the planet that they were trashing, so I couldn't do it.
Yeah,
so he blocked one door with an axe.
Yes, I blocked the door where the active droid was.
And he's punching his way through the door. And the room across the hall from that was a droid in one of the, like, droid charging stations, essentially. and that so that droid, he hacked into it, failed the slice, and the droid is rebooting. So instead of charging, now it's like getting ready to reactivate. He snuck back. That was before you guys were hiding in the alcove of the Imperial locker.
Yeah.
That is the hunter that's dead, but his dog is down in the lobby still.
Can I make friends with that dog?
We're not there yet. It's downstairs.
Okay.
So there's one droid patrolling the halls with y'all. There's one droid stuck in a door beating his way out. And there's another droid who is another droid getting ready to reboot. So if everyone could roll Destiny, pretty please.
Yes. We get all the light side points today.
Four light side and two dark side. Yeah. So the droid is heading north, I believe. Was what I... Right? No.
The stoppy droid? Clockwise. So it's
headed back to the main door.
Yeah.
It's heading back towards Charger. Let me get one of those on the map real quick.
Who's heading back?
Doc Brown.
Brown. Yep.
Brown.
Morty! We gotta go back! It's your mother, Morty!
Charger, we gotta go back!
Okay.
Never mind. I'm trying to find where my combat droid is. Am I blind? I swear, hold on a second. Oh.
You guys ever wish you took tap dancing classes?
Never.
Really? I have. When I was younger. Thought it was super cool.
I do like the little clicky quack noises.
I know you do, bud.
I suppose I could do that with anything, though.
We all know you love it, Adam.
All right. Who would like to go first? We don't have initiative, do we? Maybe we should roll initiative.
Oh, okay. I didn't think we were in initiative, were we?
I don't think we were either. Yeah, we should get an initiative. So, Char-Char, Doc Zazz, and Lou are all unaware. No, Zazz, you are aware because they walked away from you. Char-Char, you're the only one who doesn't know, you and Lou. Everyone else can roll prepared.
I like how I still have a shitty sword in my inventory that does nothing.
I'm glad you remembered that sword.
So I'm rolling vigilance, right?
Yeah.
Is that the unprepared?
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is actually much better for me. Dude, it is the song of my
generation. You gotta stop. It's gonna be in my head for weeks.
I gotta roll prepared, right?
Why can't I make him bigger? Yeah.
I get cool because I am Commander Cool.
Word up.
I can't make this icon bigger for some reason, and it's really pissing me off. Oh well.
Can I use my Triumph to know where that dog's at?
No. What? Triumph? Oh. No. But.
So there's.
I'll let you stuff Lou somewhere out of the way if you want. Or is there something else you want?
I don't know. What's happening? Someone's running towards
me. He wants to know where the dog is.
That's all I want to know.
Okay, how about this? You know that those guards had dogs with them. You saw the guard, you annihilated the guard. There must be a dog somewhere, and it wouldn't be far away. Since it was snowing, it's probably in the lobby because it's got wet fur and feet. Who knows? But it's likely in the lobby.
Okay.
yeah. So let's get this in order. Sending. All right. Who wants to go first? Passing your turn is an option as well.
Can Char-Char hear anything?
Let's make a perception check, shall we?
He's got some pretty big ears, so I feel like
it'll just be average. Because you got Lou over your shoulder, like, take us, think of it's gonna go fine. Yeah, four success and a threat. You take a strain as you're trying to block Lou out. and yeah, you notice that there's some stomping coming down the hallway. I'll allow you to take an action If there's something you want to do, like, as the droid, because the droid's not around the corner yet.
Does it sound like a droid?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So most certainly like... sounds like a droid. It's a hefty droid.
Like
it's a big old. More like, you hear like the actuators, but you also it's more like the weight of it stomping and how perfectly like timed it is. Like it's not like someone lazily walking down the hallway. It's something like it is walking with purpose. It's heavy. It's large. Sounds metal because it's got metal feet and the floor is probably like linoleum or something.
Which hallway?
So we're in the north corridor. There's a square of rooms in the north off of the north corridor. So that square of rooms has a hallway in the shape of a square.
Okay.
So and on the east hallway, about to turn, or heading south down the east hallway, about to turn west, there is a droid. Excuse me.
Char Char is going to talk to Lou and say,
Lou, we might need to work together here.
What do you expect me to do?
How good are you at making a lot of noise really loud?
I don't like this plan.
It sounds perfect.
Can Char Char throw Lou over the corner right there?
Towards the droid?
No, there's like a corner. The droid hasn't come down the hallway, right? There's a T intersection, right?
It's not a T, it's like, okay.
Oh, is it just a 90?
The hallway goes like this, and then turn.
Oh, okay. So, perfect. That's even better. I want to ready an action.
I want to ready Lou.
I want to ready to throw Lou this way.
How do you grab this unwilling participant?
He's on my shoulder. I don't have to grab him.
Why is Lou on your shoulder?
You said he was.
No, I... What?
Said he whispered Hi over my shoulder,
was on
right?
your shoulder.
Before. Whispering over your shoulder doesn't mean... On your shoulder. It just means he's like leaning up like leaning up and over.
Oh, well then I'm just gonna ready an action to try to grab that guy and throw him. Char Char will go.
Don't worry about it. We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
We'll cross that bridge when we get
there. How are you grabbing Lou?
Under the armpits.
Ah, what are you doing?
No, I'm not grabbing him yet.
Oh.
I'm readying an action, so when the robot comes...
So you're picking him up and getting ready to throw him?
No, when the robot comes, Char Char is going to turn around and pick him up and then throw him.
Okay. But I mean, if you're readying the action is to throw Lou as a distraction, yes?
To grab Lou and throw him.
Are you readying an action?
Yes.
Or are you just patiently waiting in a hallway?
Both.
If you're writing an action, I'm going to make you pick Lou up.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on just a second. All right. You pick Lou up. Oh, what? And someone else's turn.
Oh, okay.
You're writing an action, correct?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to make me roll to pick him up.
No. Oh,
it'll work out, bud.
Yeah, Lou.
I do this all the time.
Lou kicks the thumb switch on the thermal detonator unbeknownst to Char Char, and the silent timer is ticking.
Excellent.
I'm kidding.
Looks like we're all going down.
Can I roll perception to see what's in this locker?
Yeah, I believe last time it was just, it's just like there's cabinets full of like file cabinets. There are shelves with various... Maybe stolen evidence from evidence locker stuff? Who knows? It's a bunch of, like, equipment, crimey stuff. A lot of it's under cloaks, like, under, like, sheets. There's some locked cabinets that look like they may have files. There's a data terminal in the back corner.
Was there any stated thing that we were in here to get?
Something cool.
You were going to get something... The whole thing was... Gus had always wanted to heist this place because they are expected to keep really cool stuff in there.
Can I roll perception to check to see the coolest of the cool?
Coolest of the cool. I'll average with a setback just because of the high stakes action.
We're rolling for cool.
How legit
is perception? How legit is what?
Well, the stuff he finds.
I don't know yet.
It's too legit to quit.
It's a threat.
It's not legit enough to quit. Wait.
It looks like you'll have to remove any of the sheets to see what's underneath anything. And there are, like, you notice on the edge of the shelves are small, like, laser, like, tripwires.
Too legit.
Hey.
Yatta!
Yatta!
So the cabinets are all locked. They all have locks on them, the filing cabinets.
Been there, bud.
Was it all you were doing, John? Or is there anything else? Do you want to start, like, attempting to bypass any security, or... Gus and Lou, Gus has always wanted to just break in here. The whole point is to, like, break in, see if there's anything we're taking. If there is, like, having proof that you were in here would be great. But you also know, the person you guys heisted last year, the house you jacked, they were a high-ish ranking member in the consortium. And you were hired by another member of the consortium. It was like, Gus needed you guys to kind of, it was like a job to prove your worth to the consortium. It was supposed to be clean. It was supposed to be like, grab this item and leave. That way they could be like, oh, look what we've got. Like an internal, rib jab kind of thing. And you burnt the house down. You broke the arm of the kid. You threw all the furniture out in the yard.
Listen, that furniture. And
I think you guys killed like 3 cops that last year.
Didn't we?
I consider that a win.
Yeah.
So we're much better off on the cop killing this year. We've scored way higher.
we're setting new high scores.
How many officers have we murdered so far?
3.
Murder. I guess murder is a strong 30. Word.
No, it was 3 in the building, and then. And then there was much more outside.
Oh, the security guards. That's right.
They're not cops. Come on.
There's like 8 total.
And you guys also have the building convinced that there's a Sarlacc in the area.
You're welcome.
I believe that the threat level is starting to go down because at this point, everything is, they're checking things out and all that jazz. But still, people, they're not allowed to like leave the building, essentially. It's kind of a lockdown situation.
You're locking him down in the room with the Sarlacc?
I believe they're all standing on their desks.
We heard, they were all standing on top of their desks.
That's a legit thing.
Mm-hmm. If there's anything Tremors taught me, it's to don't touch the ground.
And have lots and lots of guns that somehow penetrate the ground.
And always put your coat in the freezer.
And have dynamite. Yeah, coat in the freezer. Or just, cover yourself in whatever the hell was in that fire extinguisher. And don't give them food. And have like an anti-aircraft turret.
Sorry, John, I didn't mean the tirade there. But yes, you guys, the people. Oh, and not only was consortium the people that you were going after, the person. Well, who? What was the last name of the group? Kevin Costner. You remember who it was? What was their name? I don't remember.
Who was what now?
The McAllisters.
Kevin McAllister. Something like that.
Yeah, something that made me very angry. In character.
Yeah, yes. So, I mean, they may have some like kind of personnel records or something you could find as well.
And the personnel records are behind the lasers. Like, can I see any paperwork?
No, it's all in locked cabinets.
Okay. I'm going to end my turn. Zaz normally loots body parts, so this is a little bit out of his...
Are you going to call anybody, or are you just going to just wait it out?
No. I'm just taking it in.
Okay, all right. Yeah,
familiar with what I'm seeing here.
You can, since you're not messing with anything, next time we come around in your turn, if you want to do another check, I'll make it easier. Because to say that you are taking your time and kind of assessing everything that's going on. Excuse me. Who wants to go next?
We're not at the top of the order.
No, we're in the middle of the order. The only people left are the two people that are hidden from each other and everyone else in the same corridor.
We're living our best life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Do I know that I'm at the Imperial door?
Yes, you're the one that found the map.
Okay.
So you know that the door to behind you is the Imperial lockup that they've got. We're not sure what they have in there. You haven't opened the door.
Well, yes, I'd like to check out the door and see what it's going to take to get in.
There is an Imperial terminal. Like, they have their own security put on. But it's also a door that you could probably, like, brute force your way. Not, like, pull it open, but, like, short circuit, hotwire the door, essentially. So you can either do, like, a computer's check, it's going to be pretty difficult, or a mechanics check, which I'm not sure. For you, computer's skills are usually easier, but I think that the skill by itself, the mechanics check would be the easier difficulty level.
I'm going to try to bypass security with computer's check. I get to remove a black die.
Oh, okay. Just one?
Code breaker. I mean, is it breaking code?
Yeah, it'd be breaking code.
Then I'd get to remove two black die total.
Okay, wow. Then it's just a hard check. Hold on. Before you roll, I want to upgrade it because I want to.
See, I'm too strong. Kevin is too attuned to what needs to be done.
That's why we can't play these characters anymore unless we do a hard reset of the universe.
Hacking the world. Wait, is Kevin Costner a hacker man?
He is a hacker man. Of course he is. How long have you been playing with Kevin Costner?
No, I'm like, has he reached hacker man level? Can you hack time?
Kevin Costner, yes. I don't think he's only ever failed the one check last week, ever.
He hacks the planet and yells that they're trashing constantly. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He goes by the name Zero Cool online. It's really dope.
Oh, Crash and Burn. No, wait, what is it? Acid Burn?
Acid Burn.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Are you ready for me to make this check?
Oh, there? I'm ready. I'm so sorry. I didn't know you were waiting on me. Yes, I'm ready.
Reminisce.
The planet.
Boom.
Three success and a threat. Okay, let me mark this threat real quick. Okay, see? Threat. Period. it wasn't a sloppy job, but it was a quick job. You did manage to get in, but you may not have been as thorough with covering your tracks as you might have thought.
Is the Imperial warehouse lit?
Shit's on. Dude, it is lit as fuck, dude.
I was gonna say.
It is dark. When you open it, you do see, like, shelves and some, like, server racks.
Would I have noticed him opening the door?
You would have. Okay. Yeah, probably. You would at least would have noticed the door opening as soon as it opened. You may have shit yourself, but
as impressive as the Imperials are, they still have a mechanical keyboard.
it's Kevin Costner types one finger at a time. One, it's like
you heard the keystrokes and knew that they were Kevin Costner's, so you immediately after your moment of panic, you slowed down.
Hello.
Do they have Siri switches?
Yeah,
Kevin will hear a hello, and he'll
someone will be out there going nice.
He'll like hard turn, like ready to go, like gun drawn, pointing. Does he recognize that it's Ragbazi?
You don't see anything. Do you make yourself known? Right, but you still don't see anything. You'd have to make another perception check.
No, I'm just speaking from the shadows. Hello.
I'm assuming you would tell his voice is Dr. Ragbazi. Now that you think about it, you can smell the Mark and Herb.
Like, he initially, like, pulled back and pulled his gun out and pointed in the direction of the sound, but realizing that it's...
Unless Ragbazi doesn't want to be noticed, I would imagine you would know his...
He'd go, Doc, I got the door open.
And... Sweet baby Yoda, how long were you there?
Sweet baby Yoda.
Time? I don't know. I walked up and hid. It's time to go. We gotta get in here.
You and me,
and,
okay.
And Kevin will peer in, and that's it. Like, he won't go in yet, because he can't check for any traps, but he's going to peer.
Tandem
like...
turns. Tandem turns. If you're done, I'm walking in with you, but I'm walking ahead.
Oh, no, you're good. I'm not going in yet.
Oh, you're just going to walk? You're just gonna walk in?
Look, I can't see him. I'm assuming he's in there. Well, I have comfort, like I know he's there. I know it's him now, but like I don't know where he's at, I'm going to assume. Because if it's still dark.
Okay, that's fair. You can probably see silhouettes, but he's not going into the room. Are you going to go into the room?
Yeah, I'm going to walk in.
Yeah, okay.
That's good. My turn's done. Yeah, that's all I have left.
Roll something real quick.
Quick, Kevin, we gotta hide. There's something scary over there.
Oh, no. Okay. You gonna do anything else with your turn, other than just walk in the room? You gonna look for anything, or hide, or do anything else?
I do not have the mental capacity to do that. I'm just walking in.
Fair enough. The droid, he turns and continues on down the hallway. Char-Char, your action is ready. Now that the droid is facing you.
Wait, has it actually walked through the hallway?
It has turned and is walking towards the
door. I want to throw it right before it turns. I'm sorry. I want to clarify. It's rounded the corner. I can hear him rounding the corner. I am standing...
Yeah, you see like the three or four little red dots for his eyes.
No, I don't even want to be standing there. I want to be hiding, like... Not hiding, but standing in the next corner that it's going to have to turn.
So if these are the doors and they swing it this way.
I thought
you're hiding over here.
I thought that is the door open.
No, you can see through the door.
Oh.
There are like little slit windows.
Which way does the door open? Does it open outwards or inwards? Inwards would be towards me.
I'll say it opens into the room. Because I think I know what's gonna happen. So.
Well, I mean,
they open
I thought this was an open corridor.
No.
Well, then Char-Char is going to set down... What's his name?
Lou?
Hey, look, Lee, I'm going to set you down right here. And, you just got to be quiet.
Why'd you pick me up?
Don't worry about it. Just shut up.
And then he's gonna crouch down. Are they completely... What do these doors look like? Are they transparent?
No. So, they're like the push, the little bar. You push the bar, the door opens. But they have the little slit windows with the little wire grating in there.
So we're just going to... He's going to crouch down underneath the window.
So you just like undid your ready to action? Fair enough. Oops. Well, then the droid, as this is all happening and you're yelling at Lou and Lou's asking...
No, I was whispering.
Okay, yeah. The droid stomps on past. It is about 3/4 of the way down the hallway.
Char-Char is going to put one finger up to his mouth in a shh motion, and with the other...
Lou just looks up.
He's going to give him a thumbs up.
I don't see anything on the ceiling. What are you pointing at?
No. Oh, God. Char-Char is going to look real sad, but he can't tell through his sunglasses.
Yeah.
Picture a world where the gods have grown bored and fickle. Picture a world where reality shapes itself to their whims and desires in the search for entertainment. Picture a world where everything's a stage and the common folk merely players. Into this step the professional champions, heroes by trade and vocation, fighting to protect those in need. Some do it for gold, others for glory, but they all know that they are the thin line between the chaos of the gods and the safety of the world. And they also know this. If there's one thing the gods demand, it's a good performance. Welcome to Dungeon Majeure, Dungeon Majeure is an actual play Genesis podcast on a homebrewed world with some very homebrewed heroes. Releasing April the 12th, 2023, and weekly thereafter. Find us wherever you get your podcasts, and join us on the social medias under the banner of our parent show, Force Majeure, which is at Force Majeure Pod. So strap on your sword, fill up your tankard, take a seat by the fire, and get ready for the show.
Okay, we're at the top of the order. The droid is unaware of you, of your access currently.
Char, wait, how sturdy do these doors look?
I mean, sturdy enough that there's a droid at the end of the hallway that's been punching through a door for the past, I don't know, 10 minutes, but all the way down at the south corridor. I don't think, I mean, you can probably hear it and see its arm now, like, punching out, but at the southwestern little corridor.
Not, at least not enough dead. Oh, I have a thermal detonator.
Top of the order?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to start fumbling around for a light switch.
Yeah,
however...
It's like a warehouse, so it's got the little safety like glow when the lights when the lights are off. The switch has that really faint orange glow.
I don't see it right away. I'm trying to find like the motion activated light, so I'm standing there in the dark, just waving my hands until I see the glow, and I'm gonna smack it.
Yeah, and as soon as you slap it, and the lights turn on, you see a little sign there. It's like the save energy, turn off the lights.
Oh shit, I'm gonna turn it back off.
It's a good thing you guys aren't wearing night vision goggles.
I'm blind!
Yeah, Kevin, so luckily Kevin, the droid was gone.
Kevin, get in here. I'm gonna turn on the lights again and then actually look around the room this time.
Yeah. You wanna make me a. Same as John's, average with a setback perception check. Two threat. Yeah, there's. I mean, there's stuff. There's server racks. You have no idea how you would access the server racks. There's not. You don't see like a laptop anywhere. All of the things on the counters that are on like the shelving units are in
this, Kevin.
Like, containers.
I'm gonna walk over the server rack and I'm gonna start pushing buttons with no real purpose.
Okay. You see little drives open like in and out, like that scene from Ghostbusters when they're walking down the corridor and all of the card catalog shelves start coming out. It's kind of like that behind you as you push your buttons. Those little drives that like slide in and out.
Kevin, it's a compact disc. Kevin,
magnetic media. Kevin,
does it have a CD?
It's more like. It's ejecting a panel, and this panel has a little. So, on the old plane I worked on, when you would open the radar unit, there was a drawer that pulled out, and this drawer had a bunch of little cards in it, and the cards had little knobs, and little like dials, and little things where you put like a screwdriver in, and like essentially potentiometers. Uh-huh. And then there would be things you could plug in to read, like test ports. Uh-huh. So, essentially that. So these things are sliding out, and you see little knobs on them.
I'm going to hold like, my right hand on my right leku, pair of headphones. I'm going to start twisting knobs as I end my turn.
Okay. Let me... Do you want to roll me a force die real quick? Just one of the force...
A force die, you say?
I'll let you roll it, yeah. One of the white die.
Chaos.
Okay. I don't know, one single... Yeah, that's fine. Okay, cool.
Boss. Hey, big guy.
Bossy.
What are you doing?
No.
What are you doing? You get out of there.
It's okay, mouse. Keep going.
No.
Alright, so that's one PC turd. Who wants to go?
Well, Doc was calling for Kevin, so I think Kevin will go. Bye. So Kevin will look in and see that Ragbazi is over messing around with the servers, I would assume.
I've contributed nothing to the situation, yes.
Can I make a perception check to see if I see anything? Like, anything of import?
You want to make a... Yeah, it'll be the same check. Average with a setback.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah. Oh, you guys turned the lights on, didn't you? I shouldn't have given you guys setbacks. I'm sorry.
Yes, the lights are on. So it's just an average check?
Yeah, just an average check.
Wonderful. I see everything.
Yeah, you know that you can plug into any of these. Your slicing kit is capable of plugging into any of these terminals. You've already got through the door, so you're kind of familiar with how their encryption works. You may not know, you don't know the password specifically, but you understand, like, whatever algorithm they're using to generate their password. And right. You notice some of the tubs, none of the tubs are locked. Like, all the containers that are on the shelves, none of them are locked. The Imperials are pretty confident that, at least all the ones right in the front aren't locked. They don't have keypads or anything, they're just, like, it's like Rubbermaid, but they're metal. So, like, Durasteel made.
Okay. I'd like to go to a terminal and see what they have on it.
Absolutely.
The planet.
I'll let you go ahead and make a check. Daunting. You removed 2 setback, you said?
Mm-hmm. 2 black, whatever those are.
Yeah, setback. Okay, it's just daunting then.
Oh, God. See, we're going to upgrade it with a light side point.
Alrighty. So. I already applied it. You can roll whenever.
Alright. Oh, no.
If you want to give me another, if your team wants to grant me another light side point, we can say that with Ragbazi twisting all of the knobs,
I'm helping.
It like turned it off and turned it back on right when you pressed enter, and you could try it again.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's up to y'all though.
I vote yes.
Oh, oops! I had rolled instead of use.
And I'll keep the pool the same, so you can have the upgrade still.
Okay, I will try again. There we go.
3 success and an advantage. Awesome. And you managed to bust in through the encryption. And like Kevin, or Rekvasi, cut it out.
But I'm helping. I dialed into the frequency, Kevin.
The particular set of servers that you are currently plugged into, it's a lot of code names and different...
What are some of the code names?
There are some personnel files. You see things like Operation Cinder. What's the other one? Operation
Dumbo Drop?
No, it's essentially like Imperial protocol for, I think, what is that? Once the Emperor dies?
Palpatine?
Yeah, well, you don't know what they are. You don't know what they are. These are the titles of things. You're like Operation Cinder, I believe, is one of those titles. Like, there's different operations that are further encrypted. You see personnel files, anywhere from like low level encryption up to high level encryption, like a moth.
Why do they call them moths?
Why do they call them
Jedi? I'm being honest. Like, why do they call them moths? Like,
I believe it was a holdover from like the Sith army or something. I'm not sure.
Okay.
From thousands of years in the past.
Yeah, I was always curious, and then, like, every time...
I don't really know.
Because, like, I feel like when I searched it, it just brings up a bunch of different moths. And I was like, why are we calling them this?
The only last thing Kevin would want to do is start trying to download those files to his storage device that he has.
Yeah, they're still encrypted as you download them.
Yes, that's fine. I can unencrypt them when I am not here.
You also see a manifest a partial manifest talking about different weapons. There are crates full of weapons in the back of this room, which do have security codes.
Do I get to know what kind of weapons they are?
There are E-11 blaster rifles, stormtrooper blaster rifles, which are actually quite deadly. They do like 11 base damage.
Okay. I have a question for after Kevin finishes his turn.
Sure. Yeah, it's basically just supplies for the local garrison.
Okay. Like,
whatever they don't have room for in their barracks.
Also, last tidbit I'll throw in. Mm-hmm. reduce time. I have technical aptitude, so I can do things 25% faster.
Okay.
So it'll take a little less time to get this information stored onto my portable hard drive, my data pad.
Fair enough. All right. Who's That's already it. Gone? The two in the Imperial locker have gone, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
My
what were
question
you saying?
Was, so after we both walked in,
mm-hmm.
did we notice if the door's an auto-shut door or is it just wide open?
No, he hotwired. He, you guys didn't close it. It's open.
Okay.
Yes, I like open doors.
Okay. And the lights are on now.
Okay.
Hey, good job, Doc. Kevin will give him a thumbs up for the assist.
Oh, that was the player, Michael, making that thought. Doc Rekbazi has no idea and doesn't care.
No, Kevin gave him a thumbs up for the assist on hacking. Yeah, hacking on the server. Because you said you were helping, so he looked at you and gave you the thumbs up.
Air high five.
All right, who wants to go next? We got Char Char and Doc says.
So that are the lights on in that hallway with the robot?
Yeah, it's like a just overhead lighting. Just
does it look confused?
The droid?
Like, was it part of the lights going on and off? It was
just no, the that's behind the droid. The droid is already like past that hallway.
And you said there's a droid somewhere like way the hell down. Like two hallways down.
Oh, I'm sorry. Real quick, Kevin Costner, with your advantage, you're also aware. You can see comms. Like there's like a since it's part of the server, it's also kind of has like internal communication stuff. There has they've been alerted to a disturbance at their security locker, and they're sending some troopers.
Oh, can I relay that?
Yeah. What are you gonna say to everybody?
I'm going to tell them that I see from their computers that we are expecting some company. They got some troopers on the way. Act accordingly. And that's it.
As you're saying this, you kind of look at the door again and you see one of those like grocery store like laser trip things.
Nice. It's like,
just a little red laser that Rekbazi, when you just walked right through.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
All right. Zaz and Char Char.
I don't know what Char Char would do, like, because the doors swing in towards him, so...
No, they swing out towards the droid.
No, you said inward.
No, No.
You said in.
You asked me, and I said, you know what? Because you're asking, we'll do this so they open towards the droid. Mm. And then you put Lou down, and you turn it.
I thought you said in. No, I didn't...
Into the room!
Oh.
You are out in the hall. The droid is in the room.
Oh, okay.
I even drew a little diagram. You're the X. These are the doors. Mm. And they go this way.
Mm. If I shove this door, will it hit the back of the robot?
Yeah.
All right, I want to shove the door real hard and try to knock the robot over.
Okay. Check his... You'll be going up against his strength? Excuse me. Or his brawn?
And then I want to hold the door afterwards. Like, I'm not running through the door. I'm just, like, shoving that door as hard as I can.
Okay. I upgraded.
Can I upgrade?
Sure. Give me that flip that light side point. Boom.
Do I have something? I have
something. What do you mean? Strength-wise? Yeah. A skill? Technically, you're not attacking. This would be like a straight, like a brawl, or a brawn, flat brawn, or a brawl check, probably.
You say, win make.
Where's my cheat sheet?
Mm.
Cheat sheet.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait, what are you doing, Adam?
I'm gonna try to knock the robot over.
Zach, how far would you say Adam is from me?
All right. You said brawl, right?
Too far away to hear, even if you shouted.
All right, I'm gonna do brawl.
20 feet away, according to the map.
All right, you're set for the brawl check.
So is the door still held open?
A failure and an advantage. The door is still in your hand, but you gotta slam this droid. You're like, ha ha, and you just ping hits the droid's back. And the droid is now aware something tried to slam into it.
It's fine.
All right, John, what's Zaz doing?
I would like to take a closer look at one of the cupboards.
Okay. So at this point,
so did Moose tell everybody?
Yeah.
Or just Ragbazi?
Oh, I put that over our comms, so everyone knew that that we were expecting company, so you could wrap up what you're doing.
You got average with a boost also.
Does it seem like I could just rip a door off?
I mean, it depends on which cabinet you're going after. There are definitely some cabinets that look like they are, like, sturdier. But, like, the file cabinets, you could probably, if you pulled hard enough, you could probably yank them open. But if you wanted to do another perception check before you did that...
I do.
Okay. Whenever you're ready, I got it set. 2 success and advantage. Yeah. So you hear bang. Ha ha. And so you're pretty sure you've got a few moments. So you take a second and look around. Filing cabinets don't appear to have any like electronic monitoring. And you see that there's essentially like, so like the mafia has like families and like sub families, but this isn't the mafia, it's the Zan Consortium. So you see like file cabinets that appear to be specific like divisions of the consortium, and each like file cabinet is like subgroups in those factions. So basically information on their own organization, and then there's some file cabinets that have information on just like appears to have information on miscellaneous stuff, not related to internal affairs.
Is the information on their stuff alphabetical?
It is. It is. You have an advantage. It definitely is.
I'm going to try to open the M drawer.
Okay. It's going to be average with a setback. Either brawl, athletics. I'll let you try skullduggery. But if you're trying to rip it open, like brute force, it's going to be like a brawl or an athletics. Or it's going to be a skullduggery. Unless you can argue something
else. I'll go this more subtle method of skullduggery.
Sure. Whenever you're ready. Oh. Alright, upgraded. 2 threat. You pull the handle off of the drawer. You're like, and it just rips the handle right off the drawer. Like you try to jimmy it open. You think you've got it, you feel like something click, and as you go to yank, handle comes off.
Fatality.
Awesome.
That's not to say you couldn't pry it open with the handle, but that'll be for another turn. Because now, the droid is aware. Johnny Five, alive. Char-Char may not be for long. Lou's like, oh shit! And Lou starts booking down the hallway.
Wait, which hallway?
Heading south towards the junction.
Char-Char's gonna yell at Lou and say, Lou, you coward! You were supposed to run the other way!
I'm not a cop! I don't fight people! I'm a thief! I work at the black market! Yeah. So this droid is gonna turn around and notice Char-Char. You're behind the door still, correct?
Yep.
Okay. The droid is going to try and shove the door back. Try and throw Char-Char. What is Char-Char's brawn?
Brawn?
Actually, what's your athletics?
2 yellow, 1 green.
Okay. Droid is going to attempt to...
I want to upgrade this.
You're upgrading the difficulty?
Yep.
Okay. A despair. Do you have any ideas for this despair?
The robot goes to shut the door and is knocked prone because I shove back. It's a match of strength, and Char-Char shoves back, and because the robot wasn't prepared for it, it was knocked back and falls on its ass.
The floors are freshly waxed.
Yeah, there we go.
And it goes to slam the door. And it hits this unmovable object, but Char-Char kind of pushes back a little bit, like it's a riot shield or something, and the droid whoop, 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 and it slips and falls on its ass.
Nice.
Yep. And it is going to use its maneuver to start standing up, and that's all it can do.
That's fine.
Top of the
can
order.
I go, guys? Can I go?
Kevin, gonna... someone's dropping the beat.
Okay, yeah, I think we're safe. Char-Char is going to chuck that thermal detonator right at the robot's feet.
Okay, I need to remind you again what a thermal detonator is.
What's the blast radius we talking about here?
So you remember, you know Fallout, the games? This is like a mini nuke.
Yeah, but like, how sturdy are these hallways?
They're not. thermal nuclear device.
Yeah, right, guys. See you next life day.
Like, the only two people that would be within like not dead range would probably be Rakbazi and Kevin Costner.
Well,
and that would be barely. They were gonna Leia dressed as Boosh was gonna detonate a thermal detonator in Jabba's palace. It would have taken out essentially everybody in the palace.
Oh, okay. So that's not realistic then. All right.
It's a sci-fi magic bomb.
Well, yeah. You said magic. that's fine.
Only in its destructive capabilities. It's like someone cast meteor.
It doesn't do what I want it to do whenever I want it.
No.
Fine. Char-Char is going... Do you
know tossed it down the hallway at those battle droids? And it literally annihilated the entire side of the building?
Yeah, that was awesome. But fine, I got it.
Fair enough. That was pretty awesome.
I'm gonna use Churchill's gonna pull out his blaster rifle then and shoot at this droid.
Yeah.
No, wait. I take it back. Churchill's gonna punch the droid. Okay, can Char-Char... I don't know if Char-Char knows this. I, as a player, don't. Is the head the weak point on this droid? Most droids, if you destroy their head, is that their central processing unit?
I mean...
That's zombies.
If you were to take the head off a protocol droid, the head... technically work independently, but the body wouldn't know... On a protocol droid, the body wouldn't know what's going on. The head would have to, like... That's where the optics are.
Yeah, you know what?
But if you were also, you know, the B1s that you fought before.
Make them do a mechanics check.
No.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
No, that, like, I'm trying
that's
to.
That's a pretty good idea.
I know, but that's
give
fair.
Me an average with a setback mechanics check. It won't be your turn. I just need you to make this check to see if you know.
Okay, because I was going to say, that's what I'm trying to avoid. Is
Do you check?
Okay, but I can still do something afterwards?
Sure.
No, because I'm going to attack this droid.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
I don't even know what you're trying.
You can try.
Okay.
You can talk. two success and three threat. Yeah, you know where the process... You know where, like, the whole bullshit is for this droid. And because it's a security droid, it's in its torso. Everything that it needs to function is within the torso.
Oh, perfect.
And it's heavily armored. The torso.
Going to punch it right in the torso.
It's heavily armored.
It's on the ground.
I mean, it's the process of getting up, but okay.
So I should get a boost die, right?
Sure. Let me check something. Okay.
Hang on, I gotta find my combat skill. Because I'm gonna do feral strength, add one damage per success, and then frenzied attack when making a melee or brawn. Suffer strain up two ranks and frenzied attack to upgrade the attack by equal amounts. I can go up to two, so I'm gonna suffer two, so upgrade it twice, and I will take two strain. Ready?
Go for it.
And because I have feral strength, hang on.
Four success, two advantage.
And each success does one additional damage, I think. Two additional damage.
Two?
Yeah, because I have two ranks in feral strength.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
Feral Strength. Add one damage per rank of Feral Strength to one hit of successful attacks made using Brawl or Melee skills.
Hold on.
Edge of the Empire, page 78.
Okay, that actually helps me out more. I got the... No, I don't. Plus one damage to one hit on all successful brawl and melee check. It's not per success.
Oh.
You just do an extra point of damage.
So I do.
So you do two extra points of damage.
Okay.
So essentially, since you got 6 plus 4, you have 10 damage plus 2. So you're doing 12 damage.
Yes. Do I kill it?
Absolutely not.
Damn it. Does it look perturbed?
What would you like to do with the 2 advantage?
I would like to knock it back down on the ground.
Okay.
It's now prone. Or I guess on its back prone. Whatever the equivalent of that is. It's turtled.
Okay. Alright. Who wants to go next?
Does it look like it was damaged at all?
Does it look like it was damaged? I don't know, man.
Hmm.
Why don't you wait till next turn and you can find out. Who wants to go next?
I want to try prying this filing cabinet open.
Absolutely. That's going to be average with a setback and a boost because you have a tool. Is there anything you want to upgrade? Is there anything you want to argue a boost for? Oh, hold on. Okay. Go for it. Hey! Yeah, you managed to wedge this handle in there and crank on it, and it pops the drawer out. And yeah, the McAllister file is probably about 6 or 7 files deep. You flip through it, and it's got, like, information on the family, last known whereabouts, current mailing addresses. There's, like, 4 of them. What is it?
List of susceptible diseases.
Yeah, you know, like, all the medical reports of the family. The types of vehicle they drive. They have, like photographs of someone who had, like, staked them out. You're assuming they do this on a lot of people. So you have, like they're, like, through bushes and stuff, so you could, like, see out-of-focus leaves right in the front of the camera, and then, like, zoomed in real poorly, and they're, like, driving out of McDonald's parking lot kind of stuff, where there's just, like, almost Bigfoot-esque. But, yeah, it's got information on the whereabouts and a lot of information about the family. Basically, dirt they can use and stuff they can hold over their head. Blackmail stuff, but also... just regular information. Phone numbers? Communicators?
Phobias?
Phobias.
Nice.
Excellent. I'm gonna pocket that.
Yeah,
that's my turn, or can I do anything else?
You still have a maneuver. You can, like, move around in there, or go to vacate, or draw a weapon.
I'm gonna hold off.
Okay.
Let's see how the rest of the turn plays out.
All right. Who wants to go next? It's the 2 Imperials.
So I know where the information that I was able to gather. I know where in their little warehouse I can find that fancy gun.
Oh, it's like a crate of fancy gun. I mean, it's just regular stormtrooper blasters, but yeah. You know that there's some laminate armor, some of the stormtrooper armor. There's some blasters. none of it is like it's all just like assorted stuff, except for the rifles, which are
Are all the stormtrooper guns missing sights?
I don't know. The case isn't open yet.
could I get to where that's at and attempt to get in?
Yeah, for sure. We're gonna cut to break real quick. Kevin Costner will be hacking the planet, aka the gun.
Continuing his hack the planet campaign.
Yes. All right, and with that, we will call this episode of Life Day 2022. If you like the show,
please give us a rating and review. It helps other people find the show. If you want to check out more of the stuff we do on the internet, you can find our website, Tales of the Outer Rim, and our socials on our link tree at linktr.ee/Tales of the Outer Rim. Yes, I am sick again. That's why it took so long to come out. Sorry. Hope you enjoyed, and may the Force be with you. Electronic engineering.